Today is Saturday, January 24th. Jerome Jerry Riggles, 76 of Dodgeville, Highland, died January 11th at Upland Hills Nursing Rehab Center in Dodgeville. A funeral mass will be held at 11 o'clock today at St. Anthony's and Phillips Catholic Church in Highland, with burial in St. Anthony's Cemetery. Friends may call at the church today from 9:30 until 10:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials to Upland Hills NRC would be appreciated. The McGuire Peterson Houck Funeral Home is serving the family of Jerome Jerry Riggles, 76 of Dodgeville and Highland. Judith Carol Judy Crapser, 80 of Viroqua, died January 13th in Viroqua. A funeral mass will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Annunciation of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Viroqua. Friends may call at the church today from 10 until the time of this mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Annunciation of Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church or to a local charity. For Judith Carol Judy Crapser, 80 of Viroqua. Richard Tony Schultz, 54 of Richland County, died January 16th in an automobile accident. Funeral services will be held today at 11 o'clock at the New House Richland. Friends may call at the New House Richland today from 9 until the time of the service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family. His wife Cindy will be making a book for the children to remember him. Please send memorials and stories by email to TonyMemories444@yahoo.com. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family of Richard Tony Schultz, 54 of Richland County. Stephen Wayne Barnett, 73, formerly of Cassville, died January 16th at Monroe Health Services in Monroe. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center today from 1 until 3 o'clock. A private burial will be held in the Blue River Cemetery at a later date. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to the Cassville Lions Club or SSM Hospice Monroe. For Stephen Wayne Barnett, 73, formerly of Cassville. Thomas I. Larson, 76 of rural Lone Rock, died December 4th at home after a lengthy illness. A celebration of life will be held on Sunday from 11 until 4 at the Richland Center Community Center. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with arrangements. For Thomas I. Larson, 76, of rural Lone Rock. Christopher K. Wilson, 66, of Boaz, died unexpectedly on January 14th at the Richland Hospital. Private family service will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Christopher K. Wilson, 66, of Boaz. Mildred M. Nordman, 100 of Reedstown, died Wednesday at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. A graveside service at the Viola Cemetery will be held at a later date. The Vasateg Funeral Home and Crematory is assisting the family of Mildred M. Nordman, 100 of Reedstown. Susan Elizabeth Sadler, 76 of Lone Rock, died January 12th. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green on Tuesday from 4 until 7, with words of remembrance at 6:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the River Valley School's Weekend Backpack or Project Lunchbox programs, or to a charity of your choice. For Susan Elizabeth Sadler, 76 of Lone Rock.